Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. In an ongoing legal spat, Epic Games has won a portion of its temporary restraining order against Apple. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers decided Apple may not terminate Epic's developer account used to support Unreal Engine. However, Apple won't be required to unban Fortnite from its App Store over Epic's violation of Apple's in-app payment system rules. Rogers wrote, "The court finds that with respect to Epic Games' motion as to its games, including Fortnite, Epic Games has not yet demonstrated irreparable harm. The current predicament appears to be of its own making." Judge Rogers also said Epic, quote, "strategically chose to breach its agreements with Apple," end quote, but that cutting off access to the Unreal Engine would be too severe, both for third-party developers and Epic's reputation. A full hearing on a preliminary injunction is scheduled for September 28th. Reports from both Bloomberg and Taiwan's Economic Daily News say Nintendo is working on a new Switch console that supports 4K graphics for release in 2021, as well as new games from Nintendo and outside studios, according to those sources. Previously announced Metroid Prime 4 and the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild are in the pipeline, and current Switch hardware is based around NVIDIA's Tegra X1 system on a chip, and that was first announced more than 5 years ago, so a hardware update seems possible. Audible announced a collection of 11,000 exclusive audio works, including books and ad-free podcasts, that are available for unlimited listening to existing subscribers now. Starting August 27th, a $7.95 a month tier will launch that includes access to that exclusive content, but no credits for audiobooks. Subscription plans with credits will remain $14.95 for one credit a month and $22.95 for two, and Audible may rename those tiers Audible Premium Plus. Along with a lawsuit TikTok filed challenging the U.S. executive order banning transactions with the company, it also released monthly active user details for the first time. In the U.S., TikTok monthly active users are up 800% since January 2018, from 11 million then to more than 100 million now, with more than 50 million daily U.S. users. Globally, TikTok now has 2 billion global downloads and reportedly close to 700 million monthly active users worldwide in July. Unity Software, which makes the Unity game engine, filed its S-1 form with the US SEC in advance of an IPO. The company says that in 2019, more than half of the top 1,000 games in both the Apple App Store and Google Play Store were built with Unity. And in the first 6 months of 2020, 1.5 million monthly active creators developed more than 8,000 games and applications per month on the platform. The listing will be on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker U. That's just the letter U. Apple confirmed a report from Protocol that it acquired Spaces, a location-based VR startup that started as DreamWorks Animation Project and then pivoted to video conferencing. Last week, Spaces announced it was shutting down its existing services and heading in a new direction after being forced to shut down its VR centers at the beginning of the pandemic. Reuters sources say Taiwan's Foxconn and Pegatron are considering building new factories in Mexico. Foxconn apparently plans to build iPhones in Mexico, though it has yet to bring Apple in on the plans. Foxconn already has 5 factories in Mexico where it makes servers and Sharp televisions. Pegatron is supposedly in early discussions to move one of its production lines from China to Mexico to assemble chips and other electronic components. And also, China's Luxshare Precision Industry, reportedly a leading AirPods manufacturer, is considering a factory in Mexico as well. Mozilla launched Firefox 79, a.k.a. Firefox Daylight, for Android Tuesday. Firefox Daylight has enhanced tracking protection on by default, so ad trackers are auto-blocked in the standard mode. Daylight also includes a new user interface and Mozilla's mobile browser engine, Gecko View. Firefox holds less than 1% of the mobile market share, according to Net Applications. Finally, Amazon is rolling out a new augmented reality shopping tool called Room Decorator, so you can try out how furniture and other decor might look in your own space. Room Decorator is different than something you may have heard of called AR View. Amazon launched that for iOS back in 2017. Room Decorator allows multiple products in a room together, not just a single item, and works with furniture products from both Amazon itself and some third-party sellers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.